101.7 FM and AM 920 KWAD, Central Minnesota's information station. CJ Baumgartner, happy Monday morning. It is 8:48 and 16 degrees in downtown Wadena. Could get up to 28 today. And on a chilly Monday morning in late March, we are joined with Dana Cannelberry of the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce. She is the executive director. Dana, good morning.
Good morning, CJ. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, awesome.
So, Dana, how was your weekend? Busy stuff going on around Wadena.
Yeah. So, Friday night, my husband and I went to the Wadena Mad Hatter Community Theater's production of the musical Chicago. Wow. Bravo to this talented cast of local actors. It was such a fun play.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't for kids, though. It is a play for adults, but... I just highly recommend going and supporting our community theater. They put a lot of hard work into rehearsals, and it really was fun to see the singing and the dancing, and so highly recommend it.
And it's a lot of local people, too, which is also fun.
Absolutely. So just want to mention, they do have two performances left this Friday, March 31st at 7 p.m., and on Sunday, April 2nd. Oh, my goodness, April. There it is.
I know.
April 2nd at 2 p.m. at Wadena Memorial Auditorium.
Awesome.
You can get tickets online, too. Just go to their website or their Facebook page.
All right. Awesome. And Dana, there's some stuff going on even today with the chamber. So what's going on today and throughout the week?
Yeah, we're very excited for tonight. We finally get to honor several individuals and businesses here in Wadena at the Chamber's Community Appreciation Banquet at the VFW. It was postponed on March 11th due to the weather. We have 77 tickets sold, which is fantastic, and we're looking forward to this evening. Couple of other events I want to mention, CJ. I'd like to mention that on tomorrow, March 28th, the Lakes Area Habitat for Humanity is hosting an informational open house. It's from 5 to 7, and it's at the Little Round Still. And this is a chance for the community to learn more about this habitat house that they're planning to build on Lincoln Avenue Southeast.
All right.
Yep. And then on Friday of this week, Kevin Kling will be at the school at Robertson Theater at 4 p.m. for a free storytelling presentation. Now, if you don't know who Kevin Kling is, he is best known for his commentaries on the National Public Radio's All Things Considered. I'm planning to attend. I cannot wait to see him. I'm a big fan. You don't need to register, and it's presented by the Wadena City Library, and it's a free legacy arts program, made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage funding. This is just a small sample of what's going on. If you want to know more or want to learn more about our events, you just go to Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page, or you go to our events calendar at wadenachamber.com.
Always a lot going on around the city of Wadena and the surrounding area, Dana. So this morning, and one of those things going on, is that we have a special guest here today.
Yes, we are thrilled to introduce Megan Agnew. She and her husband, Taylor, own and operate Lake State Play Cafe in downtown Wadena. They're located in the Jefferson Square building next to Greiman's. Megan was one of the first business owners I met when I started a few months ago, and I instantly liked her. I liked her positivity and enthusiasm for ways to market our small businesses in Wadena. And so I just thought it'd be fun to have Megan on.
All right. Yeah. Well, Megan, thanks for joining us today and coming up in studio, waking up early and getting to do this.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about your business. It's an interesting concept. Lake State Play Cafe. What is it about and when did you open?
Yeah, so we opened the end of October. I really wanted to be open for the adorable trick-or-treaters that come through town. We are a coffee shop and boutique with an indoor play space. So we have, we serve all of our coffee and everything, but half of our space is dedicated towards imaginative play for kids. So mom and dad can come and have a cup of coffee, play a game of cribbage, and their kids can play in our play space. We just really wanted to have a family-focused space in Wadena that people could come and gather.
An imaginative play space. I really like that terminology. It's a really fun kind of take because while parents can have their coffee or do whatever they need to do, their kids can burn off a little bit of steam. That it's a win-win, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So your new business in downtown Wadena, Megan, what's been the response from customers in your first few months in business?
Oh, it's been absolutely amazing. We aren't originally from Wadena, and instantly when we came here, we were just so welcomed by everyone. The community is wonderful. So to meet all of the young families in the area that are just so excited to have a space that's dedicated towards a lens of seeing things for through kids, and then something I didn't expect, but I really, really love, is having people who don't have kids who have come in and just share the history of the town and just share their stories. It's been so cool to just be integrated into the community.
Awesome, awesome. Do you have any upcoming events you'd like to share, Megan?
Yes, we have a couple. So ending this week, we are closing off our registration for Egg My Yard. And Egg My Yard is we fill Easter eggs for you, and we go out and set up the Easter egg hunt in your yard, and then hand deliver a customized letter from the Easter Bunny himself for
wow.
your kids. It'll be a little interesting this year because we still have a couple feet of snow in most people's yards. So if anybody sees a pregnant woman out in a neon vest after dusk in somebody's front yard, it's just me setting up Easter egg hunts around town. So that's for anybody within a 15-mile radius of downtown Wadena. And then, the other thing is birthday parties. So birthday parties are kind of our bread and butter at the Play Cafe. We really love it because you get to have all of these kids come in and play and not destroy your house. Whether it's for a kid's birthday or an adult birthday, it's just nice to not have to deal with having to have all those people inside your home. So if you schedule your 2023 birthday party during the month of April, you will get a customized tumbler or t-shirt and then a gift card to our play space as well.
Wow, awesome, awesome. So Megan, Lake State Play Cafe in downtown Wadena, where, just talked about it's in downtown Wadena, but where can they find you? Where are you located next to and when are you open so people can come check you out?
Yeah, so we are right smack dab in the middle of the block between Boondocks and Cozy Theater, the same entrance as Grimans. And we are open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 to 2. Thursdays right now are our late day. We're open until 5. And we're open for parties anytime. Parties are always available. But that's just our coffee and open play time. And you can find us on Facebook, or our website is lakestateplaycafe.com.
All right. Any ways to get a hold of you? Email, phone number, or is Facebook the best way to get a hold of you if they want to reserve something?
Email to lakestateplaycafe@gmail.com, but Facebook is great.
All right. It's Megan Agnew. She's co-owner of the Lake State Play Cafe. She joins Dana Cannelberry, Executive Director at the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce, for our Monday morning chamber chats. Dana and Megan, thank you guys so much for coming up in studio and sharing all that's going on around Wadena.
Thank you, CJ.
It's KWAD. That's the chamber chat we do every Monday morning. If you missed any part of this conversation with Dana and her special guest Megan today, you can go to our website, wadenaradio.com. We have the full conversation. And as well, we will also have it on our KWAD Facebook page if you want to go look for it there. But again, go follow the chamber on Facebook. Go follow Lake State Play Cafe on Facebook as well.